discovering white shoes after Labor Day is the seventh sign, shuck. A finding out your parents...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I wish we were really big, like Dylan or the Stones.
What do you mean big? We're as big as anyone. We have a hit show on CBS. Why can't you see that?
The Don and Mike Show. The leading cause of obesity in America. The Don and Mike Show.
I want to talk about Jesus beating Regis in the ratings.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's a very highly reviewed, very, very nice reviews for that Jesus ministry.
Well, of course, who's going to give Jesus a bad review?
I think I've read bad reviews about Jesus stories. I've read bad reviews from Tom Shales about, there was one that was
well,
on recently.
Tom Shales is going to hell.
Listen, you don't give Jesus, if Jesus has a TV show, you don't give it a bad review. Tom Shales, I didn't read the whole review, but I remembered what he said. And something in like the first paragraph, he said something like, this is the most moving story about Jesus that he's ever seen. And he's a big time cynic like us. Well, and when I read that, I wanted to see it, but unfortunately I fell asleep. But my wife loved it.
Tom Shales must have an awful lot of skeletons in his closet.
So you think that this is not a genuine review? That
no!
He's actually just padding the way to heaven.
Who's going to write the headline in the newspaper? Jesus sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus blows. Jesus TV show is the worst.
So you think because they've given it simply the title of Jesus.
Yeah, it's going to get great reviews, which is why it got such great ratings.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine a Nielsen family that's going to have the balls not to watch a show that stars Jesus Christ?
Do you think that maybe they're not even the real ratings? Do you think that there's maybe some divine intervention that...
Sure. I can imagine that the numbers come in and Jesus calls over to God and he says, God, listen... Jesus, or I guess he would say me.
Right.
He would say, me, I got beaten in the ratings by Regis. Yeah. Dad, what can you do about this? And then his dad, you know, the Almighty,
sure,
he fixes it. Sure. He says, don't worry, I'll let you beat Regis.
I would imagine that for the Almighty, it would be quite a drag to get beaten by Regis Philbin. You know, I don't think it could happen.
You know what? Maybe God kept it from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Maybe God got the overnights and God said, oh, Jesus Christ got beaten by Regis Philbin.
Right.
I better fix this before Jesus sees us. This could really F with Jesus' ego.
Did Jesus significantly beat Regis?
Yeah.
You know, Regis and Jesus.
You know how well Regis normally gets like a 30 share?
Yeah.
He had a 14 share.
Right. That's significant
share.
Because it is sweeps, you know, as well as Regis has done through the entire run, that is very significant that Regis is getting, and it lends credence to what you said about Regis maybe not going the whole way.
Off the air, regular schedule by the end of this year, and I watched the Regis and Cunny Lee Gifford show this morning. Mm-hmm. I watched the beginning of the show, and of course, Cunny Lee brought it up to him.
Mm-hmm.
First thing she says.
Oh, did she really?
They come on. He goes, good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day in New York. And she says, well... You got beaten by Jesus. And she holds up the headline of Variety magazine where it says, Jesus beats Regis.
You know, she had to have that. Was she flying? Was she absolutely flying
on
high?
Top of the world.
That had to make her whole week.
And Regis starts the spin. Robbie, mark my words that on May 16th, Regis started the spin control about the Millionaire Show. Because here's what he says. He said, well, you know, what am I going to do? I get beat by Jesus, and before that, it's touched by an angel, and before that, it's 60 Minutes. Then Kathy Lee says to him, well, now, aren't they putting the Millionaire Show on four nights a week for the new season instead of three? And Regis says, yes, but I wish they would put the show on at 8 o'clock instead of at 9 o'clock. And Kathy C says, why? And Regis says, well, because if the show's on at 9, then the ratings for the show depend on what the lead-in is.
Oh.
So already, he's starting to backpedal already.
Sure.
You know, all it took was getting beat once in the ratings by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes. You get beaten once by Jesus, and right away, you start to see the writing on the wall.
Well, it's Regis, really, if it does start to fade away, it's Regis confronting his mortality.
Yes.
You know, to realize that, you know, the next time he's going to make headlines like this will be...
Right. Right, when he's in a Bosch. And I don't want to stir up anything, but I just want to say, look, I have enough confidence in this show. Jesus could do a national radio show.
Yeah.
We would kick Jesus' ass.
That's incredible confidence.
I really think so.
That is.
It might be close.
That is incredible confidence.
But I think the Don and Mike show would flat out, and I'm not talking about demos, and I'm not talking about, in various age ranges.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the 12-plus ratings. We would kick Jesus's
ass. He wouldn't have a chance doing a radio show against them.
You know, normally I'm right there with you, and I know we're a team, and I know that's that I'm supposed to show confidence in you and say that I'm behind you 100%, but I'm sorry. I just can't come out and say that if Jesus had a nationally syndicated radio show, and I'm saying that because, I'll be honest, it's out of fear. It's out of fear that if I said that, if I was going to go along with you and I got up there, I think that just might be one of the things that gets me a free pass.
And we would talk about Jesus the same way we've talked about other disc jockeys.
Are you saying that we'd have to... Well, the way we talk about a lot of other disc jockeys is we have wars with them.
Right.
You mean you're telling me we'd have to have a war with Jesus?
Of course we would. We'd have to make fun of him.
God.
Oh, no, we couldn't
do
that.
Sure, we'd have to make... Just like we do with Jack Diamond and Scott Shannon. Mm. We'd have to make fun about the way he looks.
Have to send Jesus, like, suitcases to say, hey, this is, here's your luggage for when you have to leave town?
We've done that. We've sent luggage to disc jockey. Yes, we'd send him black roses. We'd call him on the hotline. We'd do everything that we did. Done to every other disc jockey that gets in our way.
I think that, you know, with all the stuff we've done on that show, that would just be the last straw. That would be the one thing. You know, if we cut Jesus a slack burger just a little bit, if we relaxed a little bit and just let Jesus have his show.
No, couldn't do it, Mike.
Oh, my God.
And wouldn't it be great, especially if they put Jesus on a crappy AM station? Oh, would it be fantastic?
Yeah, but Jesus would be able to... Think of all the advantages he'd have. He'd be able to tweak the signal. You know, all of a sudden we start getting interference in different areas.
No, you know why he wouldn't do that?
Why is that?
Because he's Jesus. Because it's fair play.
Oh, that's right.
He's the biggest straight shooter in the world.
Yeah, he'd want to win it on the level playing field.
And you know us. We'd cheat to win.
We'd cheat.
Yes, we'd kick his ass.
Well, you know something? We might win down here. But we wouldn't win up there.
That's right. Who's to say, Mike?
I don't know.
Who's to say?
I guess nobody knows
let's
sure.
Let's hope it doesn't happen.
Bring him on! That's what I say. Bring him on! Some of you stations were killing in the ratings right now. Go ahead. Hire Jesus Christ to do your afternoon radio show.
I hear he's a tough sign. He's a real tough sign. He's very difficult. He's got a very difficult agent.
Listen, we beat them all. Who's his agent?
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There's the conflict of interest.
Not Donald Ephraim. I'm sorry. Wrong faith to be Jesus' agent.
You never know.
Although, who knows? Maybe Ephraim is a Jew for Jesus.
You never know.
I do see those bumper stickers around town.
Absolutely.
We beat them all. Hell, every single show they put on against us. When we were on in the morning, we kicked Howard Stern's ass every single book. Grease Man kicked his ass every single book. Mm-hmm. They put us on in the afternoon. They bring on Ollie North. Kicked his ass.
That was a satisfying one, right?
Larry King kicked his ass. Yep. Every show they put on against us, we kill. So I say, why not? Give us a challenge. Put us on against the Almighty. Put us on against God's Son. We will do what Regis Philbin has not been able to do. And as a matter of fact, I bet we could get Jesus to call in and apologize to us, just like we did with Jack Diamond.
Wow.
I think so. Wow.
Because we just wouldn't let it go. Because
we would browbeat him.
Yeah.
You know, if we get on a thing with a disc jockey, we don't do it that often, but the great thing about this show is if we get in a war, in a battle with a disc jockey, we'll go at it for 4 hours every day. Mm-hmm. That's all the show is about, 4 hours every day.
Yes.
Until the disc jockey finally gives in.
Right.
Give me that tape of Harvey. Right. Where's that tape of Jack Diamond? Just imagine how great it would be. One day, Charlie Broyhill comes in and says, listen, Jesus Christ is on line 3.
Or he's in the lobby.
He wants to apologize. Yeah.
With a coffee mug.
The Don and Mike Show goes to war.
This time, no mercy on you.
Sure.
You son of a bitch.
The enemy, Jack Diamond, a.k.a. Harvey Joel Fisher.
Just insert Jesus.
Joel Fisher, Pandora's box has been opened.
Everybody in the radio business hates you.
So does this war have Harvey in over his head?
I got some news for you. You're in deep water now, okay? You're swimming with the big boys now.
Don and Mike even mercifully offer the enemy a way out.
And the only way it's going to end is when you come on this show and ask us publicly to please stop talking about you.
But despite all of his tough talk, Harvey Joel pussies out just 24 hours later.
Despite all of his tough talk, Jesus pussies out.
Oh, God.
Harvey.
Good morning.
All right, well, I will accept this as your apology since you were big enough to call us.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
The Allied forces of the Don and Mike Show prove victorious once again.
Right.
Keeping America safe. So remember what we've learned. Don't f*** with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. And God bless America.
Bring him on. That's what I say.
There you go.
Bring him on.
We'll never know if that scenario will take place, but you're ready if it does.
If it does, we'll take him on.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take him down.
But, you know, it's interesting because you say you're a very religious man. Wouldn't you feel conflicted at all about that?
No, not at all. Not at all. I am very religious. I do go to church every Sunday. I know it must sound like a contradiction.
It is.
To those of you who hear me drop the GD bomb all the time on the show and wish cancer on people.
It gets curiouser and curiouser. It does. I mean, hearing the GD, I've resigned myself to that, but a full-fledged throw down the gauntlet challenge to Jesus Christ.
Bring him on! Bring him on! Let him do a radio show with no records.
Mm-hmm.
Let him do it. Bring him on. Jesus, he couldn't go 2 hours. You realize how tough it is to fill 4 hours of talk every day?
Yeah, but look at all the people that use his name and go on marathons.
Yes, now in that regard,
that's tough.
We would have to stop saying Jesus Christ so much because it would be like an advertisement for the Jesus Christ show.
Sure.
Imagine that.
He mobilized the troops.
Sure. Yeah, there's more of ours than there are of his. We'd beat him. Flat out, we'd beat him. But listen, I'm getting past myself here. Whitney Houston last night on television.
Now, the last time we talked about Whitney Houston, we had Jim Elliot from Arista Records.
Jim Elliot.
He was talking. The quote was, I've seen her better, but not much better.
I've seen her better. But not much.
And the spin in the newspapers was that she did a pretty good job.
Please.
Well, I don't know what show they were watching, but it was on TV last night for everybody to see.
Listen, she was, I don't even know, she'd have to fill a cup and we'd have to take it to the lab to find out exactly what she was on last night.
You see her doing that little King Tut head movement, you know? I mean, what was that all? I remember the songs that she was singing last night at that tribute. I know the songs that she, you know, that she recorded. What I was hearing last night sounded nothing like the songs that were smash hits for her.
You know what they did? They did for her what they do for the Beach Boys now, where they changed the arrangements on the Beach Boys songs because the Beach Boys can't hit those notes anymore.
Right.
So they changed the arrangements. Well, the Beach Boys have an excuse. They're not the Beach Boys. They're the Beach Men. They're like 70 years old. They're like Buzz. They're very old guys.
I mean, Whitney Houston, as far as her age is concerned, should really be in the absolute top
of her game.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, last night, all of the songs where she's supposed to hit these high notes.
Oh, man.
She's supposed to do that thing where their voice goes, ah, ah, ah.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't hit the notes.
Wow. It's almost like she's... When she's singing the song, she's doing little games, playing little games that mask the actual song itself. And I tell you, it makes me feel incredibly uncomfortable. I'm a huge Whitney Houston fan. I used to love listening to Whitney Houston sing, but I'll tell you right now, it's just, thank you very much. It creeps me out now to see her perform. And the last time she did it at the HBO special, it was the same way. It's disturbing.
Except she was sweatier last night.
Yes, she was.
Than she's ever been before. And I mean, I watched Puff Daddy come out without his shirt on.
Right.
And Puff Daddy's jumping all over the stage, and he's got the choir behind him, and they're singing that song. They're like, every day I pray for you. Every day we pray for you. Puff Daddy, not sweating. Mm-hmm. Not sweating at all. I watched Aretha Franklin, who weighs 800 pounds.
She was in New York.
She came, but still.
But I mean, just to qualify, just to make sure, you know, she was on a different stage. But you're right.
But she was on stage.
She was very and moving around.
And she was not sweating. Whitney Houston came out, her first song, drenched with sweat. And what was that rag that she insisted in holding in her hand all night long?
And the whole demeanor, the whole like distracted, weird way. I remember when Whitney Houston first started, it was you didn't get that. You got somebody. Just belting out songs, and it was disturbing to... And, of course, there's Bobby Brown, who has to come running across the stage and towel her off. Right. I mean, it was just... The whole thing was
Where's
very
Where's our
disturbing.
Bobby Brown tape?
Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown did a little tape for us a long time ago.
Bobby Brown came running up on stage and was virtually playing with his penis while he was up on stage, while he was giving Whitney a glass of... What everybody said was water.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
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 I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
Yeah.
Bobby Brown.
Well, she's high. That's all I know about Whitney Houston.
Well, it's a drag. It's sad.
Incredibly high.
It's really, really sad because I tell you, it's just... I used to look forward to seeing, you know, she really is. If you add the talent up that they had on stage, Whitney Houston, one of the real superstars of that record label, and she's up there just playing around and doing things. And some of the songs almost unrecognizable, the songs that were smash hits for her.
Because the arrangements were so different because she couldn't sing them anymore.
You know, just weird stuff. And that head movement, the one thing that creeped me out more than anything is when she did the little King Tut head moving back and forth. Just totally weirded me out.
And didn't you think her hair kind of looked like Bizarro hair?
Yeah, she looked like her hair looks like she just got out of bed.
Remember Bizarro, where they had like a Bizarro, Clark Kent, a Bizarro Superman,
Bizarro Lois Lane. And Lois Lane's the hair was like going sideways.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Whitney Houston's hair was doing last night.
You know, when I was watching her, I was thinking, this is somebody who's probably going to eventually hit bottom. This is somebody who's going to probably hit bottom and probably change your life and maybe come back. That's what I was thinking. I was really thinking that you might have a real story there.
Well,
even at this stage in time, I was thinking like 6 miles down the road when she maybe hits bottom, dumps Bobby Brown, and then comes back and, you know, there's this resurgence. But who knows right now? Right now, I was not pleased with what, you know, what is Jim Elliot telling us anyway?
That's right.
I've seen her better, not much better.
What's he supposed to say? He works for the record label.
Of course.
Jesus Christ.
Really.
Hi, Dr. Mike. I've battled those demons.
I'll tell you right now. It was the Homer crowd, too.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I love your show, man. This is Dustin Gates' work, and I still think Jesus is going to kick your ass.
You knew we'd get those Jesus fans calling.
Bring him on.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, he's going to kick your ass, guys.
First, I want to tell you something. First off, he won't work blue. Okay? So it'll be like a watered-down morning zoo.
Yeah, but we're going to have to, you know, we have to fight that novelty factor. You know, we're going to have to, the newness, you know, please, that there are going to be one or two difficult months.
He's going to be reading jokes out of Reader's Digest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be like hints from Heloise.
Yeah, Mike, can I send a shout-out to somebody?
He won't be able to stop preaching to people. No, I'm telling you, Jesus wouldn't last 30 days against this show.
Yeah, but if he's preaching,
please,
they're going to know that they're getting the real stuff. You know, if it can be authenticated.
Yeah.
Now, the angle we have to take, and you might not agree with this, but I'll tell you right now, the angle we have to take is that he's an imposter. We've done it before. You said we could cheat. Even if we know it's the real Jesus, we'll tell people that he's not.
No, but it takes some of the value away when we finally do beat the real Jesus in the ratings.
When we finally beat him, then we can say that he is the real deal. You know, we've done that before, too.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, whatever. I'm just maintaining we would kick Jesus' ass. Jesus would not have a chance.
Don, Mike, even if he does kick your ass, you guys still have one of the best. I think you guys have the best show in the area, nationwide.
I would bet my eternal soul that we would kick Jesus' ass in the ratings.
You know, if you would bet your eternal soul, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to support you 100%.
I know you would. Tanya, we'll kick his ass. We'll teach him a lesson. Bring him on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods versus the son of gods. I've got to like your chances.
You know, and Jesus wouldn't do any stuff like the hairiest bush contest the ugliest breast contest.
Well, as you say, he wouldn't work blue. He wouldn't work blue,
right.
But I still think we're going to need to do that. I want you to give some serious thought to that imposter angle. And then we can claim that, yes, he was the real one, and then we beat him.
We take him down.
Do you think Christ would do, like, a Las Vegas-style show and do, like, miracles on stage?
I know, he might have us
now. If he does that, you guys are... got your work cut out.
What would you rather see? Would you rather see some guy in a robe with a crown made of thorns? Would you rather see him make it rain on command?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather see a bunch of naked people on stage? I still think we kick his ass.
But I'll tell you, I just wish you'd kept that to yourself, Rob. Because, I mean, who's to say that Jesus is going to have a 100% accurate producer? Who's to say that Jesus is going to come up with these great ideas?
Yeah, and
who's to say Jesus is even going to be aware that he can use this incredible power he's got?
Oh, he knows.
On the radio, you think so?
I'm sure he knows.
But he's going to be a novice to radio.
But you know what? He's like Clark Kent. Mm-hmm. And here's why we kick his ass. You ever read in the Superman comics? Superman could always do bad stuff. Like, I mean, if he wanted to, he could use his X-ray vision to look at girls naked.
Right.
Or he could go rob banks.
I know what you're saying.
Or he could just F with people. But he didn't because he had this stupid code of ethics.
He was too good.
Same with Jesus.
He wouldn't do it simply for ratings bonanzas.
Right.
He would only do it if it was going to change the world.
And then he ends up being no better than Jack Diamond. Because then it ends up just being a show like, you know, hey, if your kid has some incurable disease,
right,
bring him down. Well, that's the same thing Jack Diamond does.
Yeah, but Jack Diamond can't cure him. What if Jesus started doing that? We color us over.
No, I want to. You know what? People get sick of hearing that.
Oh.
First couple of times, yeah, be amazing. Wow, listen to that. The dead person being brought to life. Hey, try doing it 5 days a week, Jesus. We'd kick his ass.
But you're saying he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it because it would be for the wrong reasons.
You know what? He would after the first book came out. After the first book came out, when he realized he's getting his ass kicked, then maybe he would bend the rules a little bit.
Because to him, every listener is a soul, so he's not just winning listeners, he's winning souls, and he's got the water into wine trick.
Oh, that's no big trick. I can go to Al's Magic Shop and get that trick.
People like wine.
I know they do, Buzz.
People like wine.
We kick his ass.
Hey, now, if he did that at a Las Vegas style show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what can we do for you, honey?
Well, I've got some incredible gossip that I've been sitting on since the 1980s, and I don't know what to do with it, and I think you guys will appreciate it.
Okay.
I used to work in a massage parlor in Hollywood. And
really?
She was a whore.
What?
I said,
she was a whore.
No. That was a receptionist. There's a difference. that's a glorified madam. You had to get the fake boobies to be a working girl. And we had some real interesting clientele, and we had a very interesting owner. And I can be slightly evasive and give you guys really broad hints if you want to get some names and stuff.
No,
it's too out of left field, though.
Now, listen, here's the thing. If you ran a Hollywood madam-type place where you had stars come in to pay for hookers, just tell me the name of some of the stars.
Okay. Let's see. One. How about, you guys remember Second City TV?
Yeah, sure.
Joe Flaherty.
Oh, man.
Well, there's no surprise that he had to pay to get laid.
Oh, did he? And he didn't like telling the girls, he would get real upset if they recognized him. Now, you guys have to remember that this is the era of cocaine, right?
Right.
So a lot of guys were coming in who thought they were going to do all kinds of things, and they'd get, you know, 7-10 girls in there, and nothing would happen. And they would be shelling out the big bucks, and they would be passing out the drugs. It was entertaining, you know, and kind of depressing.
I just want to say that there is the outside shot that this is a disgruntled lover of Joe Flaherty. I have to do that just to be, fair here.
I don't think there's a chance that Joe Flaherty, even if he's listening to the show, gives a rat's ass. He's probably glad that someone's talking about him, for goodness sakes.
I started low on the ladder, guys. Okay, here's something that you can probably check out. You could get Robbie on the phone and maybe...
What was the name of the place you worked at?
Circus Maximus on Sunset Boulevard, one block south, I guess, of La Cienega.
Wow. Heard of it.
Mm.
Between La Cienega, it had a big tiger on the outside between La Cienega and Santa Monica. You guys, I would be publishing autobiography.
I've heard of it, Mike.
Not dead.
Just heard of it. Maybe drove by it a couple times.
Sure.
That's okay, all. So you guys want to know who
drove
ran
by
the place?
Slowly, longingly.
Yeah, who else? Give me another one.
Well, let me tell you who ran the place. There's some really good, interesting stuff with this.
Please hold on, please. Rob, just get the names from her.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
she just wants to give us too much information.
Five.
Yeah, five names.
Ma'am, can I just have five names, please?
This will save us all collectively a lot of time.
Yeah, it was just a little irritating.
Just five names.
Just five celebrity names. Not
come on,
really,
fast,
please,
fast.
Fast, fast, fast. Who?
Who?
Jackson Brown.
All right, who else? Mm-hmm. Not surprising. Who else?
Who? Not Jeff Foxworthy. He was never on Falcon Crest.
Oh, come on. Next.
Jeff Conaway from Taxi and Grease. All the time.
Not surprising. One more.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Muhammad Ali came in but didn't stay.
All right. Okay. Tell her thank you.
See you later.
Thank you.
Oh, the guy from The White Shadow.
Oh, no.
What was that guy's name?
Ken,
the guy who was the coach.
Yeah.
Jesus, what's that guy's name? Ken.
Ken something. That's why he's not famous anymore.
Ask Jeeves.
Okay.
It was Ken somebody. Hang up on him.
Okay, thank you, and good day to you.
Thank you. Goodbye. Good day to you.
Fascinating.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, this is Jesus.
Hi, Jesus.
Oh. Out here, you've been giving me some crap. Well, I've got two words for you. Eat one.
Eat one.
Jesus sounds like a trucker.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, baby.
Hi, baby.
This is Kristen, and you guys were talking about shares before and ratings and stuff like that. Uh-huh. I have no idea what you're talking about. You say 8.5 share. Mm. What does that mean?
8.5% of the people who listen.
Ken Howard.
Oh, okay.
And Ken Howard was the one in the massage parlor.
You got that?
Yeah, Howard.
Ken Howard. Mm-hmm. You get that on Ask Jeeves?
Yes, allegedly. I did. Allegedly, yeah. In the massage parlor.
But he was on White Shadow.
We have no idea who that woman was, or, you know, whether she was legit.
Well, I believe it.
She could have, of course you do.
And plus, again, like, Ken Howard, I know the reason you say that, to cover our ass.
Well,
legally.
It's the truth. Yeah, I mean, but it's also the truth. But, I mean, we have no idea who that lady is.
At this point, Ken Howard would be pleased if anyone
just like Joe Flaherty. Please, that anybody's even mentioning his name on the radio.
I think that's up to debate, too, as to whether Ken Howard or Joe Flaherty would like the fact known that they were in a massage parlor. I think anybody, you know. I mean, it's totally debatable.
Paying for sex.
That's for sure.
Hey, look, it's the white shadow right next to, what was that character that Joe Flaherty did on SCTV?
Guy Caballero.
And he was wearing the Guy Caballero outfit,
and in
too.
A wheelchair.
He was also Count Floyd.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Very scary. Hey, kids, scary.
Maybe the white shadow came in like in his Carver High School basketball uniform. You know, that thing he used to wear?
That show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Just wanted to comment on the fact that you never saw any of this strange behavior out of Whitney Houston until you guys sent, I think it was Nick Joe, down to her concert that time. That was right about the time all of this started.
Pushed her over.
That was actually, that was not Nick Joe. That was another one of our many minions that head out to
that
the
That was the homeless guy. What's that guy's name?
Why are we both blocking on that guy?
Rob Grippy,
man who lives in his car.
Rob Grippy, who screamed out at the Whitney, Dynamite Whitney!
Right, thank you, my friend.
I wanted to ask you, Don, do you think that if your premise is right that Regis beat Jesus, that when God saw that, do you think that he said, me damn it?
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's do a break.
Yeah, after that, we need to do a break.
Do a break. All the calls were great.
Until that last one.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
WJFK. Budweiser True Music is music created for real music lovers by real musicians, like the Donnas.
Always have band favorites that maybe aren't the most popular for some people.
They mean something else to us. But we always, I mean, we don't put any song on the record that we don't like.
We really try hard to think of it as an album instead of let's write a single and then some other filler songs. I mean, I know everyone tries to write a great album, but I think that's really our focus. Yeah, a lot of people say it, but do they stress out about it and cry?
This moment of true music was brought to you by Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Some partnerships are built to last. Tracy and Hepburn, Brad and Jennifer, Rocky and Bullwinkle, or...
is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm Mr. Plow. Are you tired of having your hands cut off by snow blowers and the inevitable heart attacks that come with shoveling snow?
Uh-huh.
Then call Klondike 53226. Call now and receive a free T-shirt.
But I'm a real tightwad. Can I afford this remarkable system?
Absolutely. My prices are so low, you'll think I've suffered brain damage.
You are fully bonded and licensed by the city, aren't you, Mr. Plow?
Shut up, boy. So remember, call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow. Well, John Q Driveway has our number. Now we play the waiting game. No, the waiting game sucks. Let's play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
The Don and Mike Show. What's up, Don? How you doing? The Don and Mike Show.
We're starting today's show with an interview with this guy, Anthony Michael Hall, because we have to talk to him now.
What's he, why are we interviewing him? Okay. There's always something that somebody needs to promote.
Hey, Rob, pick up the phone and talk to him for a minute so he can. Can he hear me on line nine? Do we have? Okay, then pick up the phone, please. Okay. Here's why we are interviewing Anthony Michael Hall and why we're interviewing him now.
Mm-hmm.
Because TNT is giving us $16,000 to give away.
Ah, very good.
Okay, so we're going to talk to him because they're running the movie 16 Candles this weekend on TNT.
16 Candles.
Which is a great movie, so we'll talk to him for a second, and we'll give him the sex quiz. It'll make it as quick and painless as you've just unplugged the telephone.
Yeah, I told him we'd be right with him.
All right, put him on. Let's talk to him now. Let's start today's show with a celebrity interview. Here now, everybody, is
Anthony Michael Hall.
Hello, Mr. Hall.
Gentlemen.
Hello.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Hello, dude. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
How old were you when you were on Saturday Night Live?
Well, I was about 18 at the time, actually.
About 18.
Yeah.
Boy, so many good movies. Breakfast Club. Thanks. Breakfast Club, right?
Yeah.
And the original Vacation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, actually, now I see he was in a lot of good movies. He was in Weird Science.
Thank you.
16 Candles. Also, what's the one I'm forgetting? You're the football player. Oh, Johnny Be Good.
Yeah.
Johnny Be Good. Yes, absolutely. So, Anthony Michael Hall, you're on the show right now because TNT is running the 16 Candles movie this weekend.
Yeah, there's a new weekly feature presentation TNT is doing. It's called the Saturday Night New Classics, and I'm delighted they've included 16 Candles. So.
Now, when it's on TNT, are they going to cut out...
Are you really delighted, Anthony Michael Hall?
I am, man. They're great.
I just wanted to make sure.
They're good to me.
Okay.
You know?
That's good.
They going to cut out... Are they going to cut out the...
He's not really delighted.
Are they going to cut out the good parts, or do they just bleep out the language?
You mean the breasts in the shower?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that'll probably be cut, I guess.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Probably, what about the language? Do they just turn the knob down when the dirty words come up, or do they have you overdub and loop in other stuff?
They do that, actually. They usually do a looping session for television purposes. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm in Los Angeles. I'm actually about to start a new project with Billy Crystal for HBO.
Are you going to be a villain? I know you've been like villains a couple of times recently.
No, well, the film
you?
Is actually called 61. It's about the New York Yankee team of 1961. I'm going to play Whitey Ford.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Are
about
you a Yankee
it.
Fan?
I'm a Yankee fan.
Excellent.
Me too. Not Mike, but me too.
No, I'm a Red Sox fan. Sorry.
Hey, Billy Crystal, he's really not going to play a baseball player in this movie.
No, he's just directing the movie.
Oh, he's directing
the film.
Oh, he's directing. Yeah. So he won't be in the movie trying to pretend he's an athlete.
No. Well, actually, he had a long-standing relationship and a friendship with Mickey Mantle, so it's a very it's very much a personal project to him.
You are know? Are you getting all buffed up for this now to be Whitey Ford? Whitey Ford wasn't
exactly
he
buffed,
wasn't, he was a great pitcher, but, well, I mean, I think of Whitey Ford later on, you know, when he comes out for the old-timers games, but in his day, I'm sure, he was kind of he was a thin guy, right?
He was a lean guy. You know, I mean, I think that they'll have an assortment of great professionals there, you know, guys from teams and other coaches working with us, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Is there anything more embarrassing than a guy like Billy Crystal, or a guy like Regis Philbin or Billy Crystal, who demands on going down to spring training and putting on the uni and hanging out with the team?
I bet the players hate that.
Yeah, that's like my new boss. How am I going to sit there and say anything?
No, that's all right. You're not saying anything. We're doing all the talking, you know. That's it.
Just tell you, I find it rather embarrassing. I don't know the man. When I turn on Entertainment Tonight and he's got a uniform on.
And it's jealousy, isn't it, also? I mean, jealousy.
Well, yeah, to an extent, you know, sure.
That he goes take the fifth on this one, guys.
Don't worry. Right. We're not involving you in this. Don't worry.
All right, Anthony Michael Hall, one of the great three named people. We are we'd like to give you our celebrity sex quiz.
All right, sir.
Okay, now we have, I think, 13 questions for you on this quiz.
How old are you currently, Anthony Michael Hall?
32.
And what do your friends call you? I mean, it's very... I can't help but keep
Michael,
calling...
Michael, actually, yeah.
Michael? Michael, okay.
Yeah. All right, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Let's start the sex quiz for Anthony Michael Hall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there, Dr. Freud.
Have you engaged in three-way or more sex?
No.
No. All right, please be honest about this. All celebrities are...
Yeah.
...honest about this when they take this quiz.
I believe... Now, there wasn't an evening with some... team sex, but it was actually kind of exceeded the three number.
Well, then that counts.
Okay, then, yes.
put that down as a yes.
Oh, there you go.
Three-way or more.
Absolutely.
Okay. Anthony Michael Hall, have you ever had sex while menstruating?
Not you, of course, your partner.
Oh, God. You guys are really scraping here.
It's just a standard. Yeah, we asked Hannah Storm the same question.
What? Now, what did Hannah say?
I believe she
said
no.
Every time.
Really?
No, that's the way she likes it.
God.
Well, a wide variety of celebrities have taken this quiz.
Well, Greg, standard. I don't know how to reply.
Are you ugged out by that question?
No, that's okay.
Have you?
Listen.
I'm gonna.
Can I pass on that one?
That means yes.
All right.
I don't think anyone wants to hear that. There you go.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No, sir.
Good for you. Have you ever made love in your parents' home? Yes.
That's a yes. Very good.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
He's enjoying.
I gotta get off the phone. I got business to do.
Come on. We won't keep you long.
No, you got 8 left. I got 5 interviews. I gotta go.
I take that as another yes.
We'll get through the rest of these really quickly.
I like these tones. They're great.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No.
Good.
Hey, all right, we're back on track. He's answering the questions now.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
No, I haven't, actually.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Mm.
Okay, that means yes.
Private collection. Okay.
Yes, okay, that's yes.
Kidding.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
You guys are just, I mean, wow, huh?
It's a standard, it's really a standard quiz that's given to all famous people.
These are not special questions, and incidentally, we've answered these questions ourselves.
Yes, everybody on the show has taken the quiz.
The Caligula 13, okay,
We were at the no-no spot, I believe.
Yeah,
yeah, that's yes.
I've seen that, okay.
Yeah, very good.
He didn't say no immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Michael Hall, have you J-O'd today?
Not yet today.
Okay, yes.
Very good.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Of course.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
I'll take the former.
Yes, that's
a yes. Very good.
Right, here's the final question.
Or is it the same thing? Is it?
The final question, Anthony Michael Hall.
Okay.
What is your total number of sexual partners?
None at the moment, to be honest with you.
No, come on.
No, but I mean the total number up to this point, and you can use a guesstimate, a rough guess.
What did Chamberlain come in at? No, I'm kidding.
I will tell you that Greg Brady is the highest celebrity, and he said how many?
50, I believe.
No, 50. No, he was more than 50.
No,
really?
I believe
like
he was 100.
It was
100.
It was Leah Remini's assistant who said...
You guys got time on your hands. What state are you guys in?
50.
We're all over the country.
State
Anthony
of
Michael
euphoria.
Hall. Yes, that's right.
It's amazing. Well, where are you guys at in this tally?
I forgot ours. Did ours are ours recorded?
Oh,
Buzz?
I forgot ours.
I was Buzz and I were both at about 40. Mm-hmm. About 40, and Mike was what?
About 25, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Are you gentlemen both married now? Or
yes,
we
yes.
all are.
I've been married for 18 years.
Okay, hit the buzzer on both of those.
All right, so he's hitting the buzzer. He likes the tones and the buzzer.
Come
everybody
on,
does.
Is it what 50? North of 50?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Very good.
The answer would be north of 50.
Some of the questions it was difficult to get through, but by and large, we have to give him a round of applause for making it through our sex quiz.
Now, Buzz, as we analyze the answers of Anthony Michael Hall, how many yes answers did he have?
I think based on other people's scores, I'll give him, just on the horny side of normal, an 8. He had 8 yes answers.
Ah, that's very normal.
8 out of 13.
You're right middle of the road, Anthony Michael Hall.
Nothing to be concerned about. Yeah. All right, well, listen, you're excused. It's obviously very uncomfortable with this line of questions.
Not at all. And, simply, I'm entertained.
And as are we by you, and we will watch your movie this weekend on
Take
the
care.
TNT 16. Okay, goodbye.
Appreciate it.
Bye. Okay.
Wow.
Prick.
Sort of a prick.
No, not sort of a prick.
You think he was a real prick?
Oh, he was a prick from the beginning. He was a prick with his... I could tell as soon as we picked up the phone that, that he was a prick. He didn't want to do this. But it's all right.
I'm just such a big fan. Who isn't?
We all are, Mike.
You know, I want to love. I really do. You know, I'm such a big fan of
him. We didn't even get into the whole Saturday Night Live debacle, how he's the,
right.
the single key that ruined that show. Didn't even get there.
But
all
he
right.
was the best kid on Vacation.
Yeah.
The
no,
Vacation
that's right.
series, he was the best kid. Even better than his sister was.
Yeah, and they changed kids.
Right. When they're having
in every
the talks,
Vacation movie,
he was
right?
the original Russ. And when they're having the talks, I always enjoyed that. You know,
all right, Anthony Michael Hall, very you know, very interesting sexual profile. I think
you know what surprises me is people you would think would be uptight about the sex quiz are not uptight. People you think would be very easygoing about it are extremely uptight about it.
Well,
you never know what's going to push somebody's buttons.
You know, I'm sure that TNT has prepped him for these interviews that he does where they say, you're going to go on for 5 minutes, you're going to go on with Joe and Fred, you're going to go on with Bob and Bill.
Well, it's so typical of, you know, what city are you in?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
that right away, you know, it's like, okay, we've got this city at this time, this city at this time, this city. Those are the worst kind.
And they
of
think he's just going to be spoon-fed the questions
right.
like, this movie, 16 Candles, wow, Grant, tell us about Macon. Tell us about John Hughes. Yeah, who cares? That should have been an extra question. Did you ever have sex with John Hughes? All right, well, there is our very painful interview
yes.
with Michael Anthony Hall, who will be in 16 Candles tomorrow night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on TNT.
And he's going to be in a baseball movie about the Yankees.
That is simply a down payment on the $16,000 that we're giving away this summer, thanks to TNT.
So does this mean we'll be getting calls from all the Brat Pack, like Ally Sheedy and Judd Nelson?
We have one a week, depending on whatever movie TNT is running on Saturday night.
Well, maybe it's going to only go up from here.
I think so. He was one of your bottom-tier celebrities.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, I must be honest, there are a few on the list who are looking up at him.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Out of the 10 or so celebrities we have to interview, he might be like number 8, maybe number 7.
That's wow. disturbing.
It well, you know, we're whores.
Yes.
How else are we going to get $16,000 to give away on this show?
But isn't the sex quiz the great equalizer?
Yes.
Isn't that when you don't have anything to talk to a celebrity about,
you right.
get a sex
quiz? Right, you pull that right out.
Always fascinating.
This is the Don and Mike Show.